Send my own word, Lord. Send my own word now. I'm receiving my own testimony now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayer. With great expectation from our hands, shall we welcome God's servant, our Father in faith, the apostle set over this commission, Bishop David Oyedepo. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Would you lead in this worship song? We are standing on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground. We are standing on the holy ground. And I'd like us to once again reusher ourselves into His presence. Praise God. The day I will stand to deceive God's people for any reason will not make me on the earth. You can't be lying and not know. You can't be deceiving and not know. I'm glad that the word He gave me to teach has not only been proved in my own little life, but in the life of multitudes. Anyone trying to kill me is wasting his time. Too much of replication of grace. By His grace. By His grace. I saw the army coming. November 29, 1983, in Kaduna. The Lord gave me Joel chapter 2, where we worship God. If you remember, November 29, 1983, I saw an army rising, the kind the world has never known. I saw them rise in the midst of darkness and gloominess. I saw them with exceeding strength. And I'm alive to see them. With men and women. Multitudes. Ministers. Members of the body of Christ. Murudish Ange Pangalo Rabba.
Thank you.
Having received this ministry, as of obtained mercy, we fail not. We have refused to be trapped by tales of dishonesty. We're not walking this walk in craftiness. I'm glad to see massive replications of grace. From far and near, I was in Tulsa. I took the grace from far and near. For those whose hearts are sincere, I saw the grace. I saw a Nigerian living in Nigeria giving a seed of $1 million at a time in this church. I saw one casting a seed of $1 billion at a time in this church. I saw anointings for ministry just spreading like that. We're standing on the holy ground.
Hallelujah.
I'm not perfect. Talks about the spirit of judgment made perfect. But I'm longing day and night to be more like Jesus. To please Him. To honor Him. I was up in the room. I had my wife teaching. I said, look, grace. Look at grace. The first one to hear this vision from me. You can enlist as one of this army of giants if you care to. If you care to. But I announce to all the devils in hell, their doom day is finally here. Whatever is holding down the giant in you must give way this time. The days of ups and downs in your life are finally over. But grace, grace shall be on the increase as we keep on connecting with the world and putting the world to work in faith. And my God, believing in the prophet sent to us.
Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Believe in the Lord your God, you shall prosper. And believe in his prophet, and you shall prosper. Believe in the Lord, you shall be established. Believe in his prophet sent to you. It's not getting nothing from you. We're standing on this holy ground.
Yes.
May no one end here, going out from here, a mocker. If you be wise, you'll be wise to yourself. If you scorn, only you will bear it. This is grace. I saw me in people, the grace in me, working in people, actively, productively, fruitfully, profitably. I saw it. I'm eager to see that in you. My eagerness is to see this in you. We are not deceivers. It's our testimony is this. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 12. The testimony of our conscience. We are not good. Let's try to do something to make somebody happy. We're standing on holy ground. Today is your day. Some things have been transmitted. Many more things will still be transmitted. You are not living here the same way you came.
We are standing
on hold.
Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. Let your presence be manifest to everyone under this meeting right now. Let it be validated by showing us again the path of life. The blessedness of His presence is access to the path of life. Shows. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Thou wilt show me the path of life in thy presence. In thy presence. You show me the path of life in thy presence. Don't raise money, my son. Raise men. Shows you the path of life in his presence. I'm glad to follow that path of life, to see men and women changing levels supernaturally by hearkening to the word that is taught. Wherever you see faith working, know that the conscience is approved. The conscience is approved. Faith doesn't work with a dead conscience. It's a holding faith and a good conscience. Which some have ignored and have made a shipwreck of their faith. Faith does not work without a good conscience. Wherever you see faith working, know that a good conscience is behind the scene. A good conscience is behind the scenes. A good conscience is behind the scenes. A good conscience is behind the scenes. A good conscience behind the scene. When faith is not working, the conscience is questionable. Amerudiga, Kanko Pakarian, Ezuzia Rubaka. You are calling on God in the afternoon. You go after native doctors in the night. It won't work. You are changing books to make money. It won't work. You are casting aspersion on your pastors. It won't work. Check it. Wherever faith is not working, the conscience is in question. Brudobagata, Kryptonoria, and the town. Minus. People have hurt me devastatingly, but I vow not to go out of my way to hurt anybody. People have cheated on me diversely, but I vow never to cheat on anybody. Faith won't work with a questionable conscience. Faith will never work with a questionable conscience. Lipuruduska. Yes. Paul said, I exercise my conscience. Exercise myself. To always have a pure conscience, both towards God and towards man. Thank you. God is never questionable. We are the only questionables. Prove it is here. In the precious name of Jesus, whatever is making your faith ineffective, on this mountain, as you renew your mind with the things right here, things will start changing for you. Please get seated. It's brought me to the apostolic phase of my calling. My mission is to defend the gospel of Jesus till I go to heaven. And I know in the name of Jesus, according to his agenda, the church of Christ will be going from strength to strength. The gates of hell notwithstanding. Get ready, we are in the days of rising giants in the body of Christ. From all spheres of life. In 1981, he launched me to my prophetic office. October 4. 1992, June 29, he launched me to the apostolic phase of my ministry. And I began to see the manifestations with time. What we say on this ground through resonates around the Christian world at the same time. In the precious name of Jesus, nobody's place in this era of rising giants in the body of Christ shall be lost to carelessness. I move to read this, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 1 and 2. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not in spite of mockeries, assaults, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. I have that testimony by grace. No games. No gimmicks. All by grace. But grace unabused. Paul said, I've not abused my power in the gospel. Second Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 12. For our rejoicing is this, Paul said, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in this world, and much more towards you. From the depth of my heart, I desire that all that is in me, that anyone under the sound of my voice desires, be transmitted to them freely, freely, freely. No guesswork. No speaking to impress anybody. Every height you scale adds to my joy. Every new level you experience adds to my joy from inside and outside. Be assured, you are on a platform of truth. And by the knowledge of truth, people triumph without sweat. What I've received from the Lord is the things I'm communicating to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Those who give don't steal. Those who steal don't give. No. No. Why will I never steal? Because I will give it. Yeah. You don't go to steal to give. Yeah. You go to steal to keep. A friend of mine sent a check of $1 million to us in 1996. And my bookkeeper, he's not an accountant, he's a bookkeeper, he didn't read accounting. He said to me, oh, Praise God, somebody sent us a seed. I said, can I see the letter he wrote? And I saw in the letter, for the work of the ministry. I said, no, I'm a worker in the ministry. The check is in my name, but I'm a worker in the ministry, sir. I'm not the work of the ministry. He said, the work. He didn't say the worker. He said, the work, for the work of the ministry. I endorsed that check to the church.
Yep.
The work of the ministry where I'm a worker. Yes. My friend, nobody was told. Nobody had it. It's between me and God. No conscience, no future.
Yes, sir.
Amelo tregi kenima ange krangre tono buwaleta. You will need the gift of interpretation of tongues to follow some things this end time. Anybody who is misled by the devil to think that what we have is deception has lost out. What he told me May 2nd has not been re-edited. The hour has come to liberate the world from all offense of the devil. It has not been re-edited. What he told me in March 1982 has not been re-edited. What he told me in September 6, 1983 has not been re-edited. My prayer is that none of us will miss our place in this day of rising giants in the body of Christ. I'll be sharing with us for the time we have here in continuation of our series, Unveiling the Covenant Highways of Life. And we're looking at the fellowship covenant. The fellowship covenant. I'm bringing our way things we may not have considered as part of the covenant of life. The fellowship covenant. Fellowship implies the gathering together of God's people for the purpose of worshiping their God. What we call Zion in the Old Testament is what we refer to as the church of the firstborn in the New Testament. Our text is Psalm 132, the book of Psalms, 132 and verse 13 to 15. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever, and here will I dwell. My rest forever, and here will I dwell. I will abundantly bless our provisions, unending supplies. I will satisfy our poor with bread. I'll change the stories of men and women that belong to my family in Zion. I will also clothe our priests with salvation. And our saints shall keep shouting for joy, for diverse manifestations of my presence, diverse change of stories in all the days of their life. All this is domiciled in Zion. You walk out of Zion you become a New Testament prodigal son and daughter. Stripped naked. Die on daily basis. But in Zion, are we abundantly satisfied our provisions? Second anchor scripture, forsake not the assembly together of one another, as some of you do, much more so as you see the day appearing. Your peace, your computer peace, is not fellowship. You dry up before you know it. I'll be online is not fellowship. God does not dwell but in Zion. He does not satisfy our provision, but in Zion. That's a complement, not a substitute. It's a complement, not a substitute. It's a study platform, not a fellowship. Be warned. You don't want to dry up? Take your place in Zion. I'm coming. God spoke to me to tell you this. Pastors who go on emphasizing online, you are not in the will of God. Forsake not, much more so as to see the day appearing. There are those with us in those days in the parables that are not in the faith today because they went out of fellowship. We fasted together. They had this vision, life. I did all the teachings in powerhouse. Because you can't see what it's me who saw. It's me who will tell you what I saw. A disconnect from Zion is a risk. A disconnect from the fellowship of the saints is a risk to anybody, no matter how anointed he or she may be. I have this interesting illustration for us that will help to boost our understanding of this mystery. It's important, first of all, for us to know that the church of Christ is the greatest headache of the gates of hell. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall be interested and will stand up to resist, but shall not prevail. That's what makes church growth a warfare. Church growth is warfare, not playfair. There is the opposition of the gate of hell against the advancement of the church. The devil has always been at war against the church, just as the then world was all out after Christ. They were out to take him out several times, and he went passing through them, went his way. The world is out to kill the church, but the church is unkillable. The church is indestructible. From age to age, the church has always come under heavy attack of agents of the gates of hell. Have you wondered that when COVID-19 came, the first place to shut down was not the market, was the church? It's a calculation of the gates of hell that Jesus rose up to and destroyed, as he always does. Apekankeko, the most orderly institution on earth, is the church of Christ. The market is all commerce. Everybody robbing themselves, moving about. It wasn't shut down the church first. Why the church? The gates of hell. Opekataga, Krokikoko, I saw it. I rose as a defender of the gospel and roared and roared until the devil gave up.
Thank you.
Many churches have yet to recover. Many have shut down. You know what I'm saying? Many have shut down. We have had to buy church sanctuaries of Pentecostal churches outside this country, so that people will not buy and turn into drinking bars. My God. He just came as a wave from the sea of evil to see if he could crush the church. But when the devil saw this multitude, he said, no, I failed already. I failed. And there is no transmission of any COVID-19 or 20. He said, I failed. I surrender. And by that faith, many of the sons of God under this canopy took courage and began to say, Satan, no way here. No way here. You can't win this war by negotiation. God is too big to appeal to a man to let him have his way.
Hallelujah.
So a disconnect from the church is not something you want to do. It's a deception of the devil. That what is in church that's not in your house. I'll tell you what's in church that's not in your house. Why is that battle so fierce? The church of Christ is the beacon of light to the world. And the powers of hell are domiciled in darkness. The enmity between darkness and light is eternal. Darkness hates to see light come forth. So the anger of the gates of hell is understandable. But the triumph of light is unquestionable. Prabekote proktonara. I said the anger and the wrath of the force of darkness is understandable. But the triumph of light over darkness is unquestionable. That light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. I'm not here this morning as a pastor. And we are an apostle sent to this generation.
Wake up!
Don't play cheap into the hand of the devil. The wrath of the devil against the church is understandable. But the triumph of the church over the devil is unquestionable. If the church will take its place. The gates of this church shall never be shut under any condition till Jesus comes. And the gates to his church around the world will never be shut again. My son was sharing of a witch that landed. That was a plane crash. That was a plane crash. The plane lost its engine. Here on ground, we saw boats landing. Boats were falling without catapult. Falling. We saw an animal here with the face of a man. In the night. Yes, it was killed. The hunters. No, when I speak, you die. When I speak to you, you die. Can I tell you this? Satan has lost out.
Lost out.
We are now in the days of his power. When my time is up, you signal. We can stop at any point because all the points I'm saying is in one point. How many Zionists are in the house? How many Zionists are around the world today? Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise. Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise with a shout of triumph. Jesus said, this is your hour and the power of darkness. That's the ultimate, the devil's God. Luke 22, verse 53. But that light shines in darkness, and darkness can handle it. Satan, you have lost out. Ephesians 6 and verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Somebody carried pregnancy for 4 years. And you said you won't let go. So God clubbed her. She died and the child came. Whatever has been pursuing you for evil clears the way for you from here. Why the anger of the gates of hell against the church? That is where men and women are rescued from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. He loses out by the day as people step out to accept Jesus. That's his anger. We are depleting his kingdom day by day. He's angry. He's poised. But the Bible says he shall not prevail. It shall not. His wrath is understandable, but our triumph over him is unquestionable. His wrath is understandable, but our triumph over the devil and all his cohorts is unquestionable. COVID-19 came and God said, plant 5,000 churches. And he did. Against the COVID syndrome. Bikin Kakarada. We never planted that. Every time you attack the church, he explodes. The church is the stone in Zion. You come against this, you lose out. He comes against you, you vanish. They were still trying to recover. He said, plant 10,000 churches. And he did. COVID-19, where are you? He said, I gave up. Where are you, Satan? He said, I give up. Satan must give up on you finally. So Zion is the city of light, where the powers of darkness have no inroad. You turn on light, darkness vanishes. No contention, no debate, no argument. Dumb devil. Cursed art thou, as it was from the beginning, and cursed are thy agents that are ravaging the planet out. Enumerous. Bangeloba. They should help me interpret that. The good news is, your salvation is your established escape. Satan has no more power over you.
Amen.
As long as darkness has no power over light, Satan has no more power over your life.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. His wrath and fury is understandable, but our triumph in Christ is unquestionable. Come unto me, say, all you that are struggling for survival. And where is he? For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired for his habitation. This is my rest forever. And here will I dwell. So come to Zion, and I will give you rest. Come and meet me here. I don't go about. Come and meet me here. This is my rest forever. And here will I dwell. I will abundantly satisfy our provision. Abundantly bless our provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. Come. You have cried enough. Come. Now, biblical definition of Zion. Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 22 to 25. But ye are come to Mount Zion. One unto the city of the living God. Raw interpretation of Psalm 132 and verse 13 to 15. The heavenly Jerusalem. So Zion is located in the heavenly places. And that's where we are seated when we are redeemed. Seated in where? Heavenly places. It's not a social club. I don't have time today. You are walking outside the city of refuge. Anything that catches you is your fault.
The heavenly Jerusalem. The heavenly Jerusalem. Devils went to one of our churches to detonate a bomb. The bomb refused to detonate. Well, heavenly bombs don't answer there. Bombs don't answer in heavenly places. Shagama Nakata. The devil who will throw bomb here is no bomb. Heavenly places. Bombs don't answer there. They don't come back and answer.
Yes.
Bomb, boom. There's not a building. No. There's not an altar. No. There's not in Nigeria. No. Heavenly places. Omarai testi garatos. The devil is afraid. He's saying, please stop. I won't stop. Every assembly of the saints is located in heavenly places. With the company of innumerable angels who are round about them that fear him to deliver them. Innumerable company of angels. They are hovering around the whole of this place. Right now, how dare you? You see the son of an angel, you want to cross? Cross to where? You lose your neck. Agekango popratiza, erujagana. If anybody came here with an evil intention, he won't survive the day. To play. Psalm 34 and verse 7. The angels of the Lord surround them that fear him and delivers them. Purusha gagagata. I want you to have a renewed understanding of the church.
Yep.
People who talk just against this church don't escape. I'm not talking about the church of men. There are churches of men. My church. Those are church of men. You can talk anything against and walk free. But the church of Christ, you see one fear. Those who won't fear the church of Christ have lost their future. And many have lost their generation after it. So the General Assembly, heaven and earth, mixed together. To God, the judge of all, who dwells in Zion. So the spirits of just men, man, folks like Elijah, they are here. The fire prophet, they are here. Fire quencher like Shadrach and Meshach, they are here. Lions must stop us like Daniel, they are here. Men like Daniel, like Gideon, who will blow a trumpet without microphone and the whole nation will hear. They are here. Spirits of just men. The spirit of my father again, who is gone to heaven, is here.
Yeah.
The spirit of Benson, Lausa, the lion, is here. Just men made perfect. Assembly. Spirit of just men made perfect. Thank you, Jesus. And unto Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. The one that watches over the covenant to be sure no falls anywhere under heaven, in hell, is able to break it. He's the mediator. I'm here. He shed the blood of the everlasting covenant to make every covenant of God with his people everlasting. 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 So, hey, Jesus, I'm here. You have come to me, the mediator of the covenant, the umpire of the covenant, the one that won't let no devil break the covenant. He sent them to where he was going to come himself. And he said, I beheld Satan fall like lightning from heaven. When Jesus sees her in a place, Satan falls like lightning from heaven. Praise God. My God. That's the church. And to the church of the firstborn that is written in heaven. When you are saved, your name enters the book. Praise God. The church is Zion.
Yes.
That's the conclusion. The church is the city of God. That's the summary. The church is a family of heavenly citizens. That's what you are saying. Whether they be two or three, wherever two or three are gathered together, I mean, they are my in the midst of them. It's not church because it's big. When a church was growing, it was indestructible. With 2.5 people, you can't stop it. There's a service where 2 people are present. 2 staff. And I called and said, how was service today? Great. I said, how many people are there? He said, 3 of us. Myself, Steve, and the Holy Ghost. One was praying, the other one was saying, amen. You can't stop it. Wherever 2 or 3 are gathered together, you can't. He said, there am I in the midst of them. Let all agents of the devil hear it. Any further assault on the church will terminate the generation of the individuals. We are not talking about grammar, we are talking about power. We are not talking grammar. That's the church. The fellowship covenant, the impregnable body of Christ on the earth. And to the blood of sprinkling that says, no way destroyer pass over. When they see the blood, he will pass over you and will not allow the destroyer to come in unto you. The angel can come. The destroyer can come. The destroying angel can come. The destroying man can come. There's an invisible sprinkling of blood that takes place in Zion. To the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. A blood, the blood crying for vengeance. So you don't only fly to torment. They are not only covered against you to torment. You are destroyed.
Hallelujah.
In return. Vengeance. Oh Lord God, to whom vengeance belongs. Arise! Then he shows up. Where are they? Where are they? Wow. Run and out. The blood of sprinkling, the blood of vengeance. The blood of vengeance. The blood of vengeance. The speaking blood of vengeance. That Zion. that the devil wants to cover us from knowing.
Yeah.
It's not a building. A fantastic building is not the church. The people.
Yes.
Is the church. Somebody's story is changing.
Yeah.
If that's true, let me hear your loudest amen.
Yeah.
If the church were thriving on the wealth of nations, Nigerian's church would be the poorest church in the world. With poverty on the rise. Yet the church is triumphing. The church is not manipulating. There are manipulators.
Yes.
You can feel them. They are always in lack. The church is a rescue act in time of trouble. Some fellow said, you see, they are flying. I said, I've been flying before you went to school. I've been flying before you went to school. Don't be drawn with political nonsense, political poison. Tell me if one dime of anyone, including government, is missing by my hand. Shekori Amunateso. Embrobiane Shigar Gabalos. Mepa, lest you say you make Abraham rich. Relax. Relax. The church is not living on the mercy of the world. The world is living on the mercy of the church.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank
you. The only people smiling on the soul of Nigeria today are church people.
Yes, church.
Everybody is broken. Everybody is downcast. The church is boisterous. The church is blessing God. The saints are shouting for joy. Come and give the Lord praise. Don't forget when it's time. Tell me so I can get out of here. Satan is weeping right now. I said, Satan is weeping right now. His agents are biting their tongue. Please stop. Please stop. I won't stop. Amen. Now, what is in Zion? So you can know the difference between Zion and your house. What is in Zion? Zion is the spiritual service station of the saints. Any vehicle will be up the highway if it will not go for service. No matter the costliness of the vehicle. Zion is where we are cleansed, as in a car wash. You drive your car there, it gets rid of all the dust of God at all through town. Upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance and then holiness. That service station has a car wash. The state of our car is x-rayed. That's how you come to church and the thing you are thinking is just spoken. A family came to church in Kaduna. They were fighting over suya the previous night. And they came together to church. And I began to talk about, can you imagine a family fighting over suya? The husband looked at the wife, the wife looked at the wife. And they came together. Not that somebody came to see me before. It's a place of x-ray. Our life is x-ray for repair. So when you have a word and say, oh, maybe somebody has told Papa, you are wasting your time. God is explaining your life. Somebody woke up from a dirty house down this morning. But don't go back there, or that will be your last opportunity. Because he slept in the wrong place before he came to church. X-ray. It's a place for servicing your angel. Amen. They change your oil so the thing won't crack. They check the water. They check everything. Can you open the top cylinder of your car? Do you know where it is? It's in church that you are serviced to remain fit for the highway of life. Remember, the Bible puts the picture of being a vessel. We are God's piece of engine. We are a vehicle in the hand of God. The party, ye that bear the vessels of the Lord, shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and made for the master's use. So we are vehicles. We go to church, our service station, to be serviced. So the engine won't knock and the car won't park. This service station also refuels us. So it's in church we are refueled to remain in motion. We are refueled in church to remain in motion. God's power is resident in church. He was teaching, and the power of God was present to heal. Luke 5:17. And the word, the Spirit entered to me when he spake unto me. We are refired in church. We are refired in church. Give us some oil. We can't go to them that say. Go to where they say. The church is God's filling station, where we refuel to remain in motion. So as you disconnect from church, you run out of oil. You run out of fuel. And you start begging for a lift. And if you didn't bring money from your house, you can't take it as it. You start checking. So get out of church, run out of oil. Get out of church and run out of oil. The choice you made. Number three, the church is the center of illumination. When I entered the sanctuary of the Lord, then understood I. You entered the church and light came. Psalm 73, verse 17. Center of illumination. We are enlightened as we study. We are illuminated as light breaks forth in Zion. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
This is the true light that lighted every man that comes to this world. And that rescues us from the assault of satanic powers. Number four, the church is the city of refuge. Our rescue center. Obadiah 15. Upon Zion there shall be deliverance. Stop there. He has run for refuge. Stop there. He has run for refuge. We had a family here of four that were battered with tuberculosis. They sat in church. And the wife looked at the husband. The husband looked at the wife. For the first time in 30 minutes, they have not coughed. They were coughing blood. They had towel by their bed. They entered into Zion. Family members have disowned them. They entered into Zion without anybody praying. The entire family walked out of tuberculosis. Forever. Forever. At the first funeral, one of the young ladies was here. 23 years crippled. Nobody prayed over her. He said something like a dew of water fell on her. Sprinkling of blood. And she wangled. I said, she was here 2 years ago. When she turned 60, she walked away to the platform. She got healed 1999 without anybody praying over her. The first shield. Somebody was brought here from Germany. They deported him. They couldn't help again in the hospital. He couldn't excrete. As they entered the gate here, where's toilet? God rescued. Where are you going? I said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. City of refuge. Why, where manslayers are not permitted to lay hold on you. That's Zion for you. An old woman here slept as a blind woman at Shiloh. Woke up in the morning. Ah, I see light. Nobody lay hands on her. Somebody came here impotent. And I said, Satan has no power over you. And his body came back. Of Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. Come on, give the Lord praise. That's why the captors won't let go his captives. Because if they get there, they will be set free. Please get your family members to become planted in church.
Yes.
Don't watch your sons and daughters do shakara for you. Sit down. This I give back to you. Where are you going to? I don't feel. You don't feel what? You don't have to feel. Just go. When you get there, you will feel. Don't watch your children turn their back on God or they destroy your generation after you. Number six is a center of empowerment. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. So we tap into his might in church. The word of his strength resides in Zion. He sends his word to strengthen us inside out. Matthew 4:23, he was teaching. And the power of God was working all manner of signs and wonders. Jesus went about Galilee teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. And healing all manner. Church is the base of the manifestation of his power. You get empowered in church. They go from strength to strength. Everyone in Zion appeared before God. From strength to strength. Psalm 84 verse 7. From strength to strength. If you want to be a specimen for that, disconnect from coming to church for 3 months. Your language will become rougher than the area boys. Oh boy, how are you now? How things day? All of us are suffering. You know why? As the body without the spirit is dead, you have become dead to spiritual things. Anybody can die anytime. Tell you. All that Papa is teaching on longevity, I don't think I believe it. Okay? Believe in shortevity and die anytime you want. The spirit has gone. The spirit is gone. Don't make yourself that specimen. There are many spiritless, once born in Christians on the seas of Nigeria and around the world. They were once on fire. They have become ice blocks. They still do religious morning devotion. Who is the father of Abraham? But there is no put the impression of Christianity in their life forever.
They tell their life, their wife, I'm going. Said to where? Don't ask me. When are you coming? Anytime. He has found another house.
Life is gone out of him. You go from weakness to weakness as you get out of church. Weakness to weakness, from weakness to weakness as you get out of church.
Don't try it. Finally, as we close, the church is the birthplace of giants. Psalm 87, numbers 1 to 7.
The giants of this end time shall have their birthplace in church.
Amen.
His foundation is in his holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Great things are spoken of you, O city of God.
I will make mention of Rehab, Babylon, to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there.
All the men of renown in all spheres of Zion, in all spheres of life,
shall be domiciled in Zion.
You better shout for joy. And of Zion it shall be said, this man was born there. This man was born in her. And the highest himself shall establish her. This is heaven's agenda, not a human kind of philosophy. This is heaven's agenda. This is heaven's agenda. This is heaven's agenda. The Almighty himself shall establish her. It's not government policy. Akoko kankeko kapori ande kraduya. I mean, they can call you a third world and you are leading the world. They call you a third world and you are leading the world. God is no racist. God is not white. God is not black. God is God. And of Zion, not of America, not of Europe. This man was born there. And of Zion. And of Zion. It shall be said, this man was born in her.
Hallelujah.
The Almighty himself.
Yes, yes, yes.
Shall establish her.
And the Lord shall write. And the Lord shall count.
When he righted up the people that matter on the earth, that this man was born there. Amen. Sugu, Imbra Bangaka, Brubiane. You can be angry to death, it won't change it. Make him go. Mamro Tishaka, Himulabara. You can be angry. You can build up police against it. It will die.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, again.
Thank you.
Don't kick against the thorns. Don't try to kick a rock. No matter how much a footballer you are. Don't. Emela pranga kakaka. I vow under God who sent me that the most impactful giants of this generation and the coming one will be based in church. The topmost employers of labor shall be domiciled in church. The solution providers in all areas of life shall be domiciled in church.
He said, the Lord shall count. He won't count them somewhere else. When he rises up, you know, this man was born there. That woman was born there.
Ooh. I'm excited. Come on, shout hallelujah.
Now, let me finish that and then we pray. Go back to the few verses remaining. Get seated.
as well as singers, as players on instrument, shall be there. All the springs of life, all my springs are in thee, O Zion. Whatever makes life worth living shall be domiciled in Zion. Zion shall become the global solution center of the world. Let us go speedily to the house of God and pray. I will go also. Let's go. Let's go. We have been abusing them before, but now we don't know where to go. Let's go. Let's go. Amen. That's your family. That's my family. That's where we belong. We have been tormenting the devil in our own face. When that face is come, we will be destroying the devil.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. Satan is weeping.
Yes.
Thine is the praise. Mine is the victory. Satan defeated. Satan is weeping. Satan is mourning. We will sing that song. Amen. Now, conclusion. Obadiah and verse 21. And saviors shall come up on Mount Zion to judge the mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. Stand on your feet and shout! Come on! Shout! Come on! Amen! Glory to God! Now, I like you to covenantly register yourself in Zion. For those that be planted in the house of God, they shall flourish in the cause of our God. They shall still bring forth fruits in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing to show that the Lord is upright and is my rock. There's no righteousness in him. They shall flourish like a palm tree and grow up like the cedar in Lebanon. Unlimited heights. Shagabakande, Trodi Baradesa. Lord, I register to be planted in your house all the days of my life. I register today for me and my house to be planted in your house all the days of my life. The palm tree knows no dry season. I register today to remain planted in your house all the days of my life. Abeke kakataro, bregelo karadane, embraja jagara, embloborode sia, aparabaka laborode, embrabaya karakatande, abiketeno, emelala, emelala taklende, ombrabaya kedage. Thank you, Jesus. Thine is the praise. Mine is the victory. Now listen. I know my wife and my son in the gospel here understands it. One day I had a challenge on my head. To lift my hands was a problem. I said, Satan, follow me to Zion. Follow me. If I can only get there today, let's see where you be. And I go to the meeting, they say, hey, Brother David, you are leading the prayer tonight. And Egan has taught me never to say I'm sick. So I took over the responsibility. And as I took over,
Swamman
prayer.
Swamman that
One man prayer. In those days, one man that leads the prayer from start to finish. It's not that somebody do 5 minutes, another one comes. So I faced the wall and I said, Satan, I check on the list of those who are permitted in Zion. I couldn't find your name there. Sir, unusual strength came down on me. I know the list of those who are permitted there. Your name is not there.
Hallelujah.
What are you doing here? When I turn back to the people, I receive strength and led that prayer to 5 a.m. I'm going home, sir. My son, I was hearing my legs cracking. The bones were adjusting. Surgery has taken place. Come on, give the Lord praise. So, what I am teaching you are the things I've heard, the things I've seen, the things I've looked upon, and that my hands have handled. My wife said, I'm leaving this hospital. I'm going back home. She got to this place before Jesus restored her. Not in UK, not in America. Amen. I was dying one day in Yola. You were there with me. I said, go and sleep. She said, no, I can't go. I was being like, I said, I'm going to church in the morning. Church, I'm going there. The remaining breath, I'll take it there.
Early in the morning.
Early in the morning. Church was supposed to be 6 o'clock or something. Strength came down at 5:30. I got to Zion and began to break the head of the devil. We left the place and went to another place.
To Bauchi.
Same day. My God. Zion! The devil is never scared about Zion. We are going to sing this song and sing it with understanding. Thine is the praise. Mine is the victory. Satan defeated. Now, watch. Get on your tone yourself. Satan is weeping. Satan is mourning. Satan is crying. Satan is losing. I'd like you to have a jumping praise. What do I call it? Oh, hallelujah.
The victory, Satan defeated, that is the praise. That is the praise. That is the victory, Satan defeated, that is the praise. Victory, Satan is crying, that is the praise.
That is the praise.
That is the
praise.
That is the praise. That is the victory,
cannot cease to shout for joy. That means testimony if you not cease in their midst. A shout connotes a winning team. Police or soldier or stadium security stop a winning team from shouting? Sing that hallelujah song before we leave. Hallelujah. Eh? Hallelujah. Now watch it. Now. Watch it. The shout of joy shall never, never depart of your habitation. There is no one here among my sons and daughters that ever calls me on phone and I have the opportunity of being there without a laughter. No. This is the sound of victory. It will remain your son forever. Are you ready? Amen. Now, listen. Hold it. It's going to be a jumping song. What do I call it? It shall be a jumping song. Hallelujah. Come on up.
Hallelujah. Hey.
Hiya!
Hallelujah! Oh.
Woo!
Hallelujah! Sound of victory!
It's the sound of victory!
Hallelujah!
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 Let the sound of dominion!
Victory!
Spiritual things by relating them to natural things. Our earthly brethren called the Jews have remained an crushable nation and forever so by the covenant of God. That covenant was based on the blood of bulls. Now, the spiritual Jews that we are, rest upon the blood of God's only Son, is eternally indestructible. Rejoice if you believe that. It's done. It's done. Now the grace to remain planted in the house of God, I release it upon every one of us today. Grace to stop seeing church as a social club, but to begin to see it as the family of God on earth and be able to draw the virtues, the power, the blessings that are therein, receive it now in the name of Jesus. Church is not an offering collection center. In case some fellows have been misusing the amount and entering from poverty to poverty. Church is not an offering collection center. It's a place where people give as they are willing. Emeno Pangala, your native doctors charge you. Jesus charges nobody. If a man gives according to what he has, he's accepted. Not according to what he has. Does not thrive on membership. Yes. It thrives on the builder of the church. Yes. Jesus Christ. Yes. Beware of the misuse of your tongue, lest you start suffering affliction. Every sin against that a man commits shall be forgiven him. For any sin against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven any man, both in this world and the one to come. They call this thing unto death. One woman said, you know, Papa can't survive except that we give tithe in church. Now, this lady lived in Oyo. The husband just walked away. 3 months old child. Life came upside down. God said to her, go and meet your father and tell him where your trouble came from. Caution, my friend, caution, caution. As a growing pastor, I had money. My money was in my pocket. It's not enough to take to a bank. It's not the kind of banking you have today. So when we are in church, I look at anyone that looks gloomy. We were very few, so I could see everybody. And I will call one of you. That man on number 4 towards the wall on that first seat. Let him see me after service. And I would reach my hand to my pocket. And I said, what about tears? What to eat after this service? I don't know. I said, bring out your hand. I place this in your hand. You'll never beg and seek for what to eat again.
That's the church of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
We are providers. We are not usurpers.
Yes, sir.
There are some people that may never prosper till then by the misuse of their tongue. They destroy their fortune with their tongue. How these churches? How these churches? Where did they get the money from? To build a 100,000 church. So what? Did they collect money in your house? If you don't want to die untimely death, beware of your tongue. Even in this church, offering has not been taken. What's your problem? What's your problem? They are flying planes. You have not seen planes, oh? You have not seen planes. You have not seen planes. A time is coming when we move from car parks to helipad parks in churches around the world, where you will acquire large acreage for parking of helicopters for people coming to church because of the multitudes. So if you are now sick by what you see, what will you be that time? You may not exist. Everybody angry with the move of God ends up removed. Hey, you can't break an orate here. I owe you this. God sent me to you. I owe you these things. The day I will corner God's money or your money and call it my own, you meet me on earth. I got on key with that at 20 years old. As the ostrich lays says, and achieves them not. So it's a man that gets riches and not by right. He shall live it in the midst of his days, and at the end he shall be a fool. Jesus taught me before I came to ministry. Caution! Caution! Those who walk your path yesterday are no more. Caution. They used to be there, they are now down on the floor. Caution. Let not your mouth cause your flesh to sin. Let us say that before an angel, it was an error. Why should God be angry with you and destroy the works of your hand? Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 6. Everybody hearing me today, you have escaped destruction. Your generation is preserved. Anyone excited about the move of God in any place always excels. From today, you will start excelling. My beloved, we have never known a setback in 41 years. We wish everybody else well. We are not in a competition with anybody. We wish everybody well. You may not see everybody around with us or see us around with everybody, but we don't wish anybody evil. That a palm sec loses his job as an admin officer one, would they make you palm sec?
No.
So what is your shouting for? Nobody's success is the reason for your failure.
None.
The sky is wide enough for two balls to collide. That's the saying of Archbishop Benson in the Hosa. Wide enough. Nobody's prosperity is the reason for your poverty. No. No. You can't do what the world says and not see what the world says you will see. It's in your hand. Lift up your two hands.
Hallelujah.
I think I've had enough time with you this morning. Good morning and good afternoon.
Zionists get excited some more right now. Glory to God. is worthy, 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 worthy of our praise. In Jesus' wonderful name. No doubt, everyone is fully loaded. And this load will go home with you. The specialized classes commences at 1:30 p.m. and the encounter night at 6 p.m. In addition to all that you have experienced this morning, get ready for greater blessings. Lift up your hand one more time and let's give quality thanks to the Lord. Let's bless His name some more. Let's give Him thanks. Let's give Him thanks. Let's give Him thanks. As you thank Him, you are consolidating all the blessings you have received. Let's give Him more thanks. To Him alone be all the glory forever. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. Again, let us share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Shiloh 2022. And Covenant Highways. In case you are not very sure, please look at the screen or check through the information bulletin for where these classes are being located. Or ask any of the church officials who will attend to you with all sense of respect. God bless you. Share your love with your neighbor. Amen.